Blake and Michael present Population 536.
Oh, we're already recording. Oh, fuck. Am I drunk? Hold on.
We better use that as the fucking intro.
God damn it.
All right. Let me see.
No, oh, yeah, we are. We are. Fun. Okay. Well, hey, guys. So we're just gonna run with that. That was a disaster. It is, I'm going to let you know, 6:30 p.m. where I'm at right now. I've had two margaritas already, and apparently I didn't know that we had started recording. So welcome into Population 536. So this is going to be the third recording, or podcast, I would say, that is released on June 1st. Yeah, that's actually just a couple of days away. So, guys, if you're listening to the third one, that means you've probably listened to one and two already. We genuinely appreciate you listening. On our Twitter, and I haven't told you this yet, Blake, we're at 181 followers.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah. We're going to hit that 200 by launch, I hope.
If you're listening to this in order, we were at less than, I think we were right at 100 on the first one, which right. was crazy because we had jumped up from like 35 to 101 day.
Yeah, literally less than 24 hours, it like tripled.
And now we're at, you know, 180.
Yeah. And all we have is the sample out right now, right?
Yeah, we have the 6-minute introduction to what we want this podcast to be.
To what we fuck with, to be.
What we, God damn it, what we fuck with. Well, speaking of what we fuck with, yesterday actually was Memorial Day. I don't know about you, Blake, but I have some family members that were in the armed forces of some kind, but I am lucky enough to not have had any of them pass due to it. But do you have anybody in your family?
I had both of my grandpas, but no one in my like immediate, well, I guess grandpas are immediate family, but no one that's within my nuclear family or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just because we kind of grew up in an age where no one really had to enlist anymore, you know?
Right. You weren't drafted.
Right. Exactly.
Until we get this World War III going. Mark my words.
Praise God.
No, not that. Actually, not that time.
Maybe not.
Not that time. Well, I wanted to kind of talk to you about how my weekend went. So I am probably a good 145 pounds, like soaking wet. Right. I'm not, praise God. I'm not that big of a guy, but I have been, I can throw down, right, on some alcohol. I worked at a bar for a while and vice versa. And anyway, I just like to drink. So before, after all the things, well, I went to the pool and I know that you and I are not on the same level, but Saturday, I had 8 beers in 2 hours. And I'm going to let you know, it's as bad as you're going to expect. It wasn't that I was pretty drunk. And you know when you get so drunk on beer that you're just so full that you have to let the beer out?
It's terrible, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I just went and threw everything up.
The old empty out.
I had to. It wasn't like I needed to throw up, but I was so full. It was uncomfortable.
Oh, I did that all the time in college because it was like I'm heavily buzzed, but I just can't physically drink anymore because I have 8 beers in my stomach and I need to drink more.
And so I didn't plan on doing this, but a couple of my good friends, we'll just call them by their nicknames, Twister and Bland. We were at the pool and we bought those 16-ounce cans of Miller. Well, we bought a 12-pack for the three of us, and we finished it in less than 2 hours. So it was 4 beers apiece, so nice. 8 beers. Yeah, threw back. Didn't feel drunk at the pool, and then I came inside, and it hit me like a train.
Ooh, yeah. The delayed drunk is always fun and the worst.
it was not bad. I was having a good time, but I took a shower because we've been at the pool for a long time, and I got out of the shower and I was just sitting and I was like, Blaine, I'm about to puke. Like, I just have to go get this out. And I came back down and he was like, you ready to go hit the bar? And I was like, yeah, we can Uber. Well, I live in a college town, right, and the kids are out of town now because finals were a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
There was not a single Uber or Lyft available for the entire town.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
The entire town did not have a single Uber or Lyft available. So jeez. I was like, you know what, bud? We've drank. I'm a chill here. And right. I slept from 8:30 p.m. until 12:30 and woke up in a sweat on my couch.
There it
and
is.
That's when I knew it was time to go to sleep. I think I still slept until 8:30 the next morning.
Oh, geez. Solid 12 hours.
Solid 12 hours of being at the pool and being drunk. Now, right. The reason I brought this story up is I spent 2 hours at the pool on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, I spent another 2 hours. I have not tanned even a shade. Like, I don't at all. Anywhere.
Are you like Irish or Scottish or anything?
I have...
Because that's the only reason I could think that, because I have a buddy.
So this is a whole nother story.
Yeah.
But I don't actually know, but I do have to say my dad wore a kilt to his fourth wedding. That's a whole nother thing to unpack, but he wore the kilt like you're supposed to wear the kilt, if you catch my drift.
Oh, okay. I see.
Where there's an extra drift going on.
Right.
It's cooler in areas. Well, let's not give him credit where credit is not supposed to be given.
I haven't seen it, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. Praise God. So I go and get super drunk, and we had this whole plan because Bland, my friend, lives 45 minutes away, and I never get to see him. Well, I got too drunk at the pool to go out with him, so he just drove home and threw a big fit having to leave, too. I was like, dude, I'm not going to keep... I don't, for one, feel like you should drive. And then two, I don't want to go wherever we're going to be and vomit in their toilet all night. Like, I'm just going to nap here. Well, Sunday, I spent all day, like, doing nothing, really. And then Monday, I spent day drinking at the pool again. And I'm for sure tomorrow, because of the company I work for, actually gave us 3 days off this week. I usually work Tuesday through Saturday because I work retail, but I've been there long enough. That I have a set schedule, but I'm off tomorrow too, and I don't know how to act, so I'm gonna go to the pool by myself and get drunk. But I know I'm not gonna tan anymore.
Right? Do you just burn usually?
Yes, usually, but I've been very careful about putting on sunscreen, and it just is not. It's still not helping me tan at all. I'm just not burning.
Right. You're not, like, nothing's happening. Like, you're nullifying everything that's going in. Okay.
Right.
I see.
What about you? How was your Memorial Day weekend?
The Friday before, I guess last Friday, it was my buddy, he stays with me every now and then, it was his birthday. So we went out to a bar to kind of game plan, then we went to Top Golf, and then, long story short, our DD ended up Irish goodbying, which, for those of you that don't know, just means he just left without saying anything. So we had to awkwardly get a ride from one of the girls that we met, and which I wouldn't say awkward. She was sweet. She was nice. And then we got in and out at, we were those people that came into in and out. They closed at 1:30. We got there at like 1:26 and ordered like three full meals. And I even walked up to the counter and I told the lady, and the girl was really nice that was there, and I told her, I was like, I'm sorry, because we're like the bane of your existence right now, but they weren't gonna let us not stop here. And she's like, no, it's fine, like, there's people that'll come in at literally 1:29. And it's funny she said that, because we sat down and one guy came in literally at 1:29 and like 30 seconds and ordered. And it's like, oh my God. And these people, you know, they were so pissed that we were in there, but they were just being cordial about it. But anyway, we did that Friday. Saturday, we went to the river in New Braunfels for the Guadalupe River, but we rented this VRBO, which is like a nicer Airbnb app, to be honest with you. And we got this like 100-year-old farmhouse in the middle of nowhere, middle of a cornfield. And we just kind of chilled out Saturday night. But the fun thing was that the AC and everything was new, because it's obviously a 100-year-old farmhouse. And it just kind of broke within the first 30 minutes of us being there. So we had no AC on Memorial Day weekend in Texas for 2 nights and basically 3 days. Luckily, we weren't in there very long. Well, we were at the house basically all day on that Saturday. And then we floated the river on Sunday. I got violently sunburned from my knees down to my ankles. Like, my shins are so fucking swollen that if you look at my ankle, it looks like I'm 15 pounds heavier than I am. Jesus. Because my skin is so inflamed and my shins are so tight. And this morning, I swung around on my desk chair to talk to my manager and caught the corner of my desk on my knee. And I thought I got shot.
Jesus Christ. It was
so fucking painful. Yeah. And then Monday we went to a nice little German place and ate. Probably had the worst service I've ever had in my life. Oh,
the double German joke. God bless it.
But yeah, I mean, the food was really good, but the poor waiter had, I think, way too many people. They had like one guy doing a like 13 top, which was kind of the business's fault, to be honest with you.
Sure.
But long story short, we were there for like 2 hours when it should have been like a 45 to an hour in and out kind of thing.
Right.
You know, as one does. And then we came home yesterday and I took like a 3 hour nap because I was so sunburned. I didn't want to do anything else. And I was exhausted because there was no fucking AC in the house. But the silver lining to it is the homeowner of the rental place was like, oh, sorry for the inconvenience. We're going to refund you like 95% of the cost that you spent on it. Shit. So we essentially got a free place to stay for Memorial Day weekend. So,
okay. So I do want to ask something because you said it was someone you met at Topgolf. Also, did you spend like $900 like I do every time I go to Topgolf?
Oh yeah. That's what I kind of forgot to say, is that literally on like Friday alone, I think I spent spent like $200, and the majority of it was at fucking Topgolf because my dumbass ordered two of the golf bag punch things, you know, are $18 a piece.
Right.
And then we played 2 hours of golf and then, excuse me, we had like food and everything. And I was like, oh yeah, no, it's like for our friend's birthday. And then like we split it whatever ways we needed to. And it still ended up being, God, I still think I spent like $75 at Topgolf. So it wasn't that much, but it was the biggest part of the night.
Right.
As like the single entity as to where we went.
So I heard that they changed the way that the golf balls are tracked. So can you actually see where they go, even if you miss one of the holes?
Yeah. They actually track it like the entire flight path now.
Praise God.
It's pretty cool.
I love going to Topgolf, and I know it's like $40 an hour. Right. But it's a lot of fun because you can play a lot of games. And when I was playing golf regularly, it's a whole lot of fun to actually play each club.
Oh yeah.
And hit it the way that it's supposed to. Like, I'm not saying that I'm good by fucking any means, but it's still fun because you're like, okay, well, here's, let's say, a 7-iron. I'm going to hit this 150 yards or whatever. I'm going to aim for this hole. And it was hard because you had to actually hit it there to see how far you hit it. But once I heard that the tracking was in there, like, that's a whole different ballgame. Like, that sounds like a lot more fun to people who don't play regularly just to see where they're at.
Oh yeah. No, it's really cool. Like, it basically does it like when you watch PGA Tour on TV, like it shows you the full flight arc and everything. It tells you ball height, curve, like speed, distance and stuff like that. It's actually really cool. I guess they all have RFID tracking in them or something like that now.
Good. I know that's a dumb thing, but that's exciting because I like to go, but to be able to see the flight path, that's actually pretty cool.
No, and it adds a really cool level to the people that don't ever play golf, because it's giving them something to like feel good about when they are there and hit a good one. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because I had, I think me and one other person out of our group of like six people had actually like swung a golf club before.
Jesus.
So it was really nice that the newbies could see, like, you know, when they hit a decent one, like, oh man, look, this is how many yards it went, and this is how fast I hit it, and, you know, this is how high I hit it, and everything like that. And it's it is a lot more fun, because I do remember when we went, that was the first time I'd ever gone, and it did only tell you like when you hit the pit or whatever you want to call it.
Right, each little place to get points.
Right.
And that was, man, that was, you know, that was a year ago that we went.
Yeah, I want to say that was.
It was for sure.
A year and a month or two.
It was when my brother came back from the Navy from training.
That's right. Yeah.
We went to that Astros game.
Yeah, I want to say that was at least 12 or 13 months ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is crazy how quickly that time has flown by, because it's almost June. He came back at the end of maybe the middle of April.
Mm.
I was going to say the end of March, but he was still in basic for his birthday. So yeah, right. It had, I think it was like mid-April that we went, which is crazy how it's already been over a year.
And we did so much. Wait, was it Memorial Day weekend that we did that last time? No. It was
in April.
It was about 2 weeks ago to the year, because I remember.
I think so.
I remember I did a pub crawl, baby shower, and went to Huntsville to hang out with you and your brother. For, I guess, his delayed birthday, and then we hadn't hung out in a while, so we did like a lot of stuff that weekend too.
Yeah, we went for it because everybody was in town.
Because even just when I went in town with y'all, because I remember I picked him up from a hotel, and then we went to Topgolf, then went to the Astros game, then went home, and then I think we like saw a movie the next day or something like that.
I think that's right. I wonder what movie that was.
I don't know. I'm trying to think what we actually did. I know I drank a shitload of Dos Equis.
Yeah, we drank a lot that weekend. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was going to say too. You know, on your Saturday, you had your beers and everything. And I didn't realize how much I was drinking that Saturday night. And I even told myself, I was like, I don't know if I should be impressed or embarrassed, because, and I know I sound like a tool talking about how much I drank, but it was more of like, I was amazed that I drank that much and was still standing, because I started drinking, let's see, we got to the VRBO at, I want to say like 3:30, 3:45-ish. I started drinking about 4:15, and then I had brought one of those like big ass bottles of Jameson, like the 1.75 liter ones.
Yeah.
And it was about, I want to say there was probably about a liter and a quarter left. And which is a fuck ton of whiskey, mind you.
Yes.
For those of you that don't know.
an actual fuckload.
Yeah. So, long story short.
To make a long motherfucking story short, I put a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass.
And I ain't seen one since. What the fuck was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I started drinking. And I was just doing like whiskey water, because it was well water. And well water, for those of you who haven't ever lived in the country, is actually way fucking better than city water.
Yes. Because
it doesn't just taste like chemicals and herpes. So I was just doing straight whiskey water.
Fucking herpes like, taste.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, this is fucking sweet. This is nice. Because when you get a good whiskey, you don't really need anything else in it. Anyway, I'm just like pounding these motherfuckers. And even my friends are like, hey, you might want to slow down because you're going to get trashed. And I was like, you know what? You don't know my body. You don't know me. So I just keep drinking. And, you know, then we have dinner. And I'm like, all right, this is the middle ground. I'm going to eat, fill up. It's going to knock me back a couple drinks because, you know, it gets you some
mathematical equations.
Yeah. Protein in there. Get everything taken care of. We have
got that meat in me, boys. Yeah.
And then, you know, drunk Blake eats exponentially more than sober Blake, which is a lot. If you know sober Blake, you know he eats a lot too. So we had probably 3 pounds of chicken fajita meat left over for the next morning for breakfast. I just took my whiskey glass and kept scooping literal like cups full of chicken and just eating them by the handful.
Good God.
And then I ate all the chicken.
Ate 3 pounds of chicken?
Yeah, it was at least 2 pounds, yeah.
Fuck.
And that was after I'd already eaten dinner. And then I have my dirty whiskey glass, and I was like, you know what? I don't want anyone taking my drink. So I didn't even clean it out. I just poured more whiskey in there. I got a little bit of that umami from that chicken fajita bits floating around there.
Yes, Lord.
And then I was putting random shit in there. It did not taste good, but at that point, flavor was not what I was going for. So I was just pounding this shit. And next thing you know, it's like 11 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, let's have another whiskey. Oh, the fucking bottle's empty. So I was like, okay,
holy
maybe...
fuck.
Oh, yeah, believe me. I was, like I said, I was impressed and embarrassed at myself. And then I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll just start drinking some water to calm down a little bit.
Right.
And I, you know, went to bed, woke up with no hangover, praise God. And yeah, I was actually more upset with myself because of how expensive that bottle of Jameson was, and I drank it all on the first night.
Holy shit.
And, yeah, it was...
They would have had to pump my stomach. Like,
yeah.
I'm not kidding. I would have ended up in the actual hospital.
Oh, it was
with like liver failure.
I don't know how I mean, the only reason I think I did it so gracefully, quote unquote, is because I started so early and I never switched my drinks up.
Right.
So that's all I can think of, because that's even a lot for me. I mean, that's, you know, that's over a regular handle of whiskey. And, you know, whiskey is like 45 proof, you know, so we're talking, or no, 90 proof. So it's like 45% alcohol. And, geez. Anyway, yeah, aside from that, sorry, that took a long time to explain, but I just had to let you know because we hadn't talked about it yet.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, we hadn't really talked all weekend, actually. You know, the last podcast, we were talking about how frequently we talk, but, right. You know, every once in a while we go on these benders. Bender, I guess, is wrong. Well, drinking binges, and we're just right. Away from our phones. So, like, I didn't have my phone with me at all. He tried to call me and text me yesterday. I didn't have my phone from, like, 11 a.m. until 9 last night. I didn't even know right. Where it was. I was just
that was like
the
me
shit
on,
out of my day.
Right, and that was, like, me on Saturday. Like, I essentially didn't look at my phone from about 3:30 until maybe, like, 8 o'clock the next morning. And then, even then, I was on the river from about 10:30 until... I want to say almost 4:30-ish, and it was one of those where it was like basically everyone that I knew was in the same spot, so I didn't really need my phone, you know.
Right.
So,
well, I wanted to bring this up to you. So I feel like we have such a weird sense of humor, and us as a generation, I feel like has a very odd sense of humor. Like, we send memes and stuff all the time, but there's one that stuck with me for the last couple of days. And it said, I've found that our generation has a really weird sense of humor that if you take a picture and just distort it, that it's funny. And it was
yes,
a plastic bag and it was just labeled
bag,
but it had been blurred, I guess, like multiple times. And I'm telling you, I laughed about it, and it's been probably a week since I've seen it. I'm still laughing about it.
No, I it's bad that I knew exactly what you were talking about after like the fourth word of the meme. But yeah, it was one of those where it was like it just any, and I think it was another meme describing our, I don't want to say just millennials, but essentially millennial, Gen X, Gen Z, whatever the hell we are now, 2000 babies, whatever y'all are. It, like, our sense of humor is so weird that any other time in history could look at what we find funny and have no fucking clue what's even going on.
Like, zero.
Everything is either so out of context or the humor is so niche that it's just you literally, like, if you don't already get the joke, you can't explain it to somebody.
No.
That's essentially how deep that type of humor is, I feel like. Not that we're
so much of
means,
it,
but you know,
right, we just consume a lot of content and then other people take that and make it their own, and then it's like three levels deep and we don't remember where it originally started.
Right Well, that's like, I bet you that 95% of the people that say pay F to pay respects have no idea where that actually came from.
No.
You
well,
know what I mean?
So I saw this video last night, and there's this app, and I bet you most people know what it is. It's called TikTok. But this guy, he does this, he's the super chill young white guy who's got this enormous smile, and his TikTok name is Nice Michael. And all he does is dance. Well, I didn't realize this, but he was the one that reached out to Lil Nas to ask if he could put Old Town Road in a video of his, and it exploded.
Really?
So that's like Old Town Road got started on TikTok, like it gained a lot of traction and then slowly got out to really the population. I think that's where it started, because I heard it on there way before I heard it on the radio, before the remix came out, but it was on SoundCloud when this guy found it and put it on one of his videos for TikTok. And he's got such a huge following that I don't know how much you know about TikTok, but you can, what is it called? You can like do a reaction like you can do
the duets or whatever they call
duet. This is what I'm looking for. Well, people started doing so many of them and using the audio that like it got a pretty big following on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, anytime that something gets popular, it kind of just spreads out. But it's crazy because it was on SoundCloud and he was like, "Hey man, I wanted to ask you personally if I could use your content because I'm just going to download it for free off of SoundCloud," and it just like exploded. Right. And I don't know if that's probably not the sole reason why it got so popular, but yeah, it's just like an app that people go and watch videos on, and it got really popular. It's just like Vine. Vine was so popular.
Right. I was going to say, in Vine made so many more songs and like social media things popular just because of the spectrum and like size of its audience.
Right.
Because there's a lot of songs. There's a bunch of song duets and covers and all that kind of stuff on TikTok that I'd never heard of before that app. And then once you hear it, you're like, oh, this is kind of a banger.
This boy slaps.
Ooh, but a fun little piece of knowledge about Old Town Road. Apparently, Lil Nas only paid the original owner of that song $30 for the copyright to it.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I found that out this weekend. And it's like, man, you know that guy is pissed.
Well, he clearly wasn't able to get it out the way that he was.
Right. Like, but it does make me
curious.
That he
couldn't have got more money from it.
Right.
But if you buy the rights, you buy the rights, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's like, I want to say there was a Beatles song or something that, I mean, maybe not the Beatles, but there have been multiple big, big artists that have bought the rights to songs for like incredibly small amounts of money, and obviously made, you know, huge sums in comparison to it. But it's it's funny to think though that paid $30 for it, and then next thing you know, Billy Ray Cyrus gets a freaking remix to it. But I'm also curious now as to what the original song was supposed to sound like, you know.
Yeah, I kind of want to do some research on that.
Because I'm assuming it was country, because just the context alone makes me think it was country. But it also makes me want a lot more rap/hip-hop remixes of country songs. Because
same. It's just like changes the tone. When Punk Goes Pop or Pop Goes, whatever it is, some of those are bangers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some of those are better than the original, in all honesty.
Right. Well, to go back to my original point, our humor is so weird, but I think I know where some of it started, and it was those old game shows like Silent Library, where people got put into really weird situations, and it was so funny because they couldn't laugh. That our like sense of humor changed slightly. Where I don't know. That's what I think of, like when my humor started to change from just generic stuff growing up, you know, stuff that our parents think is funny or whatever, to like those awkward, weird situations that I feel like that was a turning point for me. I don't know about you.
No, definitely. Cause there was Silent Library. I'm trying to think of the other like Spike TV / MTV. Cause was Silent Library was MTV, I want to say, right? Or was it Spike?
I think it was MTV. But I could be wrong.
I think it was MTV just because I know they always had a lot of like random band members on there. Like it'd be like bands versus band kind of thing.
Sure.
And there was that. There was, I don't know if you remember this, but I think it was on Spike. It was called MXC, and it was essentially like an actual Japanese game show that these two or three guys decided to just do, like, essentially the very first, like, bad lip reading of, and they would just do these dubs over the actual footage of the game show.
Okay.
And it just made it freaking hilarious, because the game show is from, like, God, it had to have been the mid-90s to early 2000s or something like that. And it's ridiculous stuff. Like, you have to ride a mechanical bull while getting attacked by these giant robot Muppet things, and you have this, like, goo blaster. It's very quintessential Japanese. Jesus.
So it's like, it's like Jackass mixed with Nickelodeon.
It's essentially Jackass mixed with Temple of Doom.
Okay. You know, okay. I'm with you.
Right. It was essentially that, but the original was in Japanese, so it's just all these, like, terrible dub overs, and it was like stupid stuff. Like, it'd be like, oh, this guy grows toenails on his organic farm for a living. Let's see how he can do today. It's just, Jesus. You know, like it just makes no fucking sense. But it was hilarious because the way that these people would go down in the actual competition, at a young age, obviously you would think it was like that was the real dialogue going on. But yeah, that, and I remember watching Silent Library a lot, just because the fact that you couldn't laugh to it, I think, made a lot of people's sense of humor incredibly jaded. You know what I mean? Yeah,
yes. And I think because we make terrible jokes all day,
all day.
Inappropriate jokes,
right,
like,
right.
Whether it be situational, mm-hmm. whether it be like something that happened in the past, like putting it to a point where it's like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that, makes me laugh.
Oh yeah, I think it's the ridiculousness of the line being crossed, and it's almost like more funny because someone crossed it.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's because I think we have at least four or five a day that we send in our group chat that at least one person is like, holy fuck, you know?
Oh, like, I say that a lot.
Yeah, like that, I'm not going to give any context to the people at home, but like that Forbidden Gummy Bear one I sent today. Or did you see that one?
I don't think I can see, because I don't follow that account.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you afterwards, because I don't know if, I don't even know if I could say the joke on the podcast. That's how bad it is. But,
well, I think it's funny that people can post anything on Twitter and it's funny. But the one that I sent you earlier, mm-hmm. it was, if God created the sun on the fourth day, how did the 4 days pass?
Right, and it was the Vatican.
It was a message. It was the Vatican. Don't fucking move.
Don't you fucking move.
Like,
yeah.
That's not even, like, how do you explain, like, that context of the joke? That
oh,
it's
right.
the Vatican, you know,
right.
Because if you were to show somebody that didn't have the same sense of humor as us, to be like, mm-hmm. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, and
or
it's
that fucking TikTok of the turtle, and they
yeah.
mix that
yeah.
song.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
yeah.
at work, a good friend of mine, I call him James Brown or Chungus. I'm telling you, we'll be helping customers and he can walk by and I will simply go very quietly and he will lose his shit, and vice versa. And it's so hard to explain that to somebody because
right.
it's a song that someone did a version of it that was very bad that they took and edited down, and then they found a video of a turtle like attacking
a faucet. Yeah.
Someone put it in reverse, yeah. like fried the meme where it's all distorted, and then put that cut remix audio on top of it. And
yeah.
there's zero context to it. There's
yeah.
not, there, nothing else is funny about it. But
it's not like going off of another joke either. It's its own thing. And it's like, why?
It,
and I think that's what it is. I think that's why our generation's humor is so weird, is because basically every joke is essentially an inside joke. And
that's a good point.
You know what I mean? And I never thought about it like that, but it's like, we can't explain it because you literally, it's so esoteric. Like, you had to be there at the very beginning of the joke.
It's so much you get it or you don't get it. And you have to explain it, it's not actually funny.
Oh yeah, no. If you ever have to explain a meme, it's never funny because they're never going to understand the level to which it's been taken, or where it came from or why it's originally funny and why the new one is funnier or something like that, you know.
And then if it gets brought back up or they see it again, mm-hmm. they're jaded over it because it's not funny to them because it's been explained. You know, oh, right. Right. They don't have the same connection to that stupid video. That I think of that video every time I see him. And I saw it just probably been 3 weeks since I saw that video. And if I make that sound, mm-hmm. it's hilarious. But I also like to find songs that are at close RPM, mm-hmm. or BPM, I'm sorry, RPM. Mm-hmm. Talking about vehicles, BPM. And try to mix them, like find just the vocals on a song and find the actual like track without any audio on it and try to mix them together well. It's so frustrating. There's videos out there where, and I'll send these to you, Blake. I haven't sent them to you yet. Okay. You can look them up on YouTube where people will remove every other beat of a song and it is so infuriating. I was up the other night. It was 1 a.m. and I'm laughing so hard I'm crying. And I live in a townhouse, so there's people on both sides of me. I can only imagine the true frustration that they're going through. Hearing
you, like, howling.
Seriously, belly laughing for no other reason except for Michael Jackson's song. Every other beat was removed and it was put back together.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to send it to you after we get off of this. And I'll put, now that I've talked about it, June 1st, I'll put out one of the links to it. But I'll put it out on our Twitter. Our Twitter is at Population536. If you're listening to this, hopefully you're already following us. But guys, we're coming to right at the end of our podcast for today. Genuinely, I want to thank you for listening. If you're listening, that means you've listened to 1 through 3 today, June 1st. Really, all of us from Population 536, we genuinely appreciate it. And we'll catch you next time. Thank you so much. Bye.